She was staring at the wall and reciting.
When night meets day, stand clear away. Beware the abbey then. Stay close beside the rampart wall. Await the moment when the flame of storm will strike my blade to aid the badger lord and bring back to Redwall one day a guardian and a sword.
In the hush that followed, Brother Hollyberry shook the sleeve of Nasturtium, who was sitting staring as if in a trance.
Sister, what is it? Are you all right?
She blinked and looked about her.
Oh, dear. Have I done it again? Goodness only knows what I've been saying. Was it something dreadful?
Thrugan placed a protective paw about her shoulders.
No, no, 'twas only some old poetry, sister. Nothing for you to get upset over. You look tired. Come on, it's bed for you. In fact, it's bed for all you young'uns, too. Otherwise you'll sleep right through name day tomorrow and miss it.
That night, Sam Kim fell immediately into a deep sleep and dreamed a strange dream. In the dream, he was walking into Great Hall. He went up to the huge tapestry hanging from the wall. The likeness of Martin the Warrior seemed to stand out from the rest of the skillful weave. He was clad in his armour, holding his sword lightly, and a friendly smile lit up his brave features. Without warning, he tossed the sword. It twirled once in the air and sped from the tapestry, burying its point in a crack between the stones at Samkim's side. The young squirrel felt no fear. Without knowing why, he withdrew the sword from the floor and held it out, offering it back to the warrior of Redwall. Martin took it. Though his lips did not move, Samkim could hear his voice.
Squirrel, mouse, it makes no difference. You are a Redwaller, Samkim. Be brave and courageous, true to your friends. One day you will return my sword again and give this abbey another guardian. Beware the vermin. Seek out the White One.
Thrug crept up from the kitchens. Sleep did not come easily to the burly otter, particularly with the knowledge that there was a huge pot of shrimp and bulrush soup, flavoured with watercress and hot root pepper, simmering gently on the embers of the kitchen fire. Thrug could not rest until he had sampled it. Slipping down to the kitchen in his voluminous white nightshirt, the big otter cut a curious figure. He consumed two bowls of his favourite soup, smacked his lips, yawned, and added more hot root pepper to the pot before stealing off back to his bed. Crossing Great Hall, he was surprised to see Samkim. The young squirrel stood, illuminated by a shaft of moonlight, in front of the tapestry. Thrug had seen sleepwalkers before, and he knew what to do. Strolling up, he lifted Samkim easily in his strong paws. The young squirrel opened his eyes and stared at Thrug.
Are you the White One?
Thrug glanced at his long white nightshirt and grinned.
Oi, that's me, matey, the Whiten.
Samkim smuggled down in Thrug's arms, murmuring happily.
Oh, that's good. I was seeking you.
He closed his eyes and went instantly into a deep sleep. Back at the dormitory, Thrug deposited him gently in his bed.
Strike me sails! He ain't no lightweight. All that carrying has set me appetite off again. I'll just nip back down and see if and that there soup tastes better with the pepper I added.